When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrecken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrecken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. We are back to recap Thursday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Friday, heading into the weekend, where once again, Jake Crumpler will have me covered on Saturday and Sunday to keep you going for the fantasy baseball season. Let's recap Thursday's action on the diamond. Not as much as usual on these days, but we got some for you here. Max Fried was scheduled to make a rehab start on Thursday in AAA, but the game was rained out, so he'll pitch on Friday. He's expected to throw around five innings. If all goes well, could see him back in the Braves rotation next week. Sir Anthony Domingo of the Philadelphia Phillies to make a rehab appearance on Friday for Lehigh Valley against Toledo as he works back to deepening the Philadelphia Phillies rotation. Obviously, it's Craig Kimbrell's job back there, but they could use some depth with Jose Alvarado and company missing in action. New York Mets had a couple of injuries here. Starling Marte was placed on the IL as he continues to battle migraines. Must be pretty severe to go on an IL like this. Mark Vientos to be recalled from AAA. Vientos was like highly heralded the first time he came up. Lots of power in that bat. Didn't really produce. Didn't really get a lot of consistent playing time, which is kind of a bummer. We'll see how it goes this time around with Marte going to the IL. There could be more room because Tommy Pham left Thursday's game with as his groin tightened up, and the Mets, including manager Buck Showalter, think an IL stint is coming for Tommy Pham, who was playing extremely well there for a few weeks, quieted down a bit of late, and now the injury could put him to the side for a little bit of time. Here's a knucklehead of the day for you. Jared Kelnick to the IL with a fractured foot, which occurred when he kicked a cooler after striking out. The frustrations don't only hit Jared Kelnick, they hit fantasy managers as well. So Kelnick, there's no timetable I've seen yet. You got to imagine, I'd be surprised if he's back this season, just put it that way, but you never know with modern medicine. To take Kelenic's spot on the Mariners roster, Cade Marlowe will get recalled in AAA this year. Marlowe's hitting .255 with 11 homers and 25 stolen bases, which is quite outstanding. He is a 2040 guy last year in the minors between AA and AAA, so it could be very interesting to see how Cade Marlowe gets the job done. He's a left-handed hitter, should face most right-handed pitching, if not all more pitching in the outfield for the Seattle Mariners. We mentioned it the last few days, and it became official. Tyler O'Neill was activated from the 60-day IL for the St. Louis Cardinals. In order to activate O'Neill from the IL, the Cardinals DFA'd Ryan Tepera. This is getting interesting to me. We know the Cardinals are going to be trading a lot of people. Middle relievers, late inning relievers are very important in the trade market. They have DFA'd, and I know they're not having their normal years, but they've DFA'd Ryan Tepera, who has shown the ability to pitch in the back end of games many times, and Genesis Cabrera a few days ago. So this is a very interesting set of moves here by the St. Louis Cardinals. But big news is Tyler O'Neill's back, a couple walks, a double on Thursday night. Good to see him as the everyday outfielder for the Cardinals. Allen Winans is going to make his MLB debut for the Braves on Saturday in Milwaukee. The 27-year-old has a 2.81 ERA with 89 strikeouts over 102 innings pitched this season at AAA. Allen Winans has a 22.3% strikeout rate in AAA with a 6.3% walk rate. Pretty solid numbers. We'll see how it pans out in Milwaukee. Good ballpark to hit in. Interesting lineup, to say the least. So it could be worth a watch and maybe a stream going forward. I don't know how long he'll be in the rotation, though. So I think initially this was supposed to be Max Fried's spot. Obviously, if Fried pitches on Friday also, this will line up for Fried to take that spot in the rotation the next time around. So don't get overly excited, but it'd be cool to see what he can do. Brendan Donovan, he had another setback to his throwing program, and he's receiving a second opinion on his arm, and now he'll be designated to DH only for the time being. Got a bit of A's news for you. I know it's not always the best fantasy team to target, but we got some for you. Ryan Noda He's going to be out a 3 week, at least 3 weeks, according to the oral surgeon that fixed his broken jaw that happened before the game when he went nuts a couple nights ago. So he will be back probably in September, because you think 3 weeks, and then like at least a week rehab, maybe end of August, early September is when we should see Ryan Noda back in the A's lineup. Should lead to more Tyler Soderstrom time, which is big. Like, they called him up thinking, okay, he'll split times with Langelier, maybe spell Noda from time to time. Now this is a good month stretch here for Soderstrom to prove or get his feet wet at the big league level for himself, for the A's, and for fantasy purposes everywhere. Mason Miller, when most of us thought we'd never see him again this season, we still might not, but he's starting to progress towards maybe making a September return to the Oakland Athletics. Mason Miller is set to throw 20 pitches on Saturday, all fastballs. It's nothing crazy, but it's a big step in getting him back on the mound to potentially give maybe 20 innings or so in September, which would be great to see. James Kerpillion, he'll throw a 35-pitch bullpen session on Saturday as he's ramping up. He's a few weeks away from coming back and joining the A's as well. Andrew Vaughn, he missed his second straight game with his foot injury. He'll get an x-ray because the foot is still very sore, according to the White Sox. So this might not be a day-to-day thing. This might be more like an IL thing. And we'll see what the x-ray shows going forward with Andrew Vaughn. It's official. Barring any setbacks over the weekend, Yordan Alvarez will return to the Astros on Monday. That's the date they picked. I'm assuming he might play Friday or Saturday, get the rest of the time off, get back with the team on Monday. It's a shame because they're facing the A's this week, and the Astros are, and that's a team you like every hitter to face if possible, but it'll be great to get Yordan back in our life on Monday. Now, last but not least, Derek Hall was sent back to AAA for the Phillies. This power hitter just can't get consistent time, consistent production at the big league level. What this means, though, potentially, is Bryce Harper might start playing first base now instead of DHing only, which could give him first base eligibility, which also opens up other spots in the lineup for other players, of course. So something to monitor going forward with Hall going back to AAA. Bryce Harper could be the new Phillies first baseman. All right, everybody, Underdog Fantasy. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try the Underdog Fantasy way. It's that simple. The easiest place to play fantasy sports. An Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. It's like prop bets, people. That simple. But you don't just pick one. You have to pick 2 to 5 players. You get all your picks right, and you can up to 20 times your money in a single night. You can do it that way, or you can pay insurance, and you can miss one. You don't, payout's not as good, but you still have some leeway there. If you're new to Underdog Fantasy, be sure to sign up with the promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit match up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. Again, that's underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100. A couple overnight ones I'm looking at here, Cutter Crawford over 4.5 strikeouts against the Mets, the depleted Mets team. I like that. Crawford has looked great of late, really getting the swing and miss in that system. And then probably my favorite one so far, and there'll be, the thing is, the bets will, there'll be more bets, fewer bets. It kind of goes by the market pace. Mr. Ben Lively in Great American Small Park versus the D-backs, over 2.5 earned runs. Sign me up right now. I'll take that one for sure. That's probably my favorite one at this point in time, waiting for a few more to look at, but that's what I'm targeting for now. Little disclaimer for y'all at Underdog Fantasy. You must be at least 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, let's talk about some hitting highlights from Thursday. Will Benson continues to rake for the Cincinnati Reds. Benson went 2-for-3 with 2 doubles, a run scored, an RBI, a walk, and a stolen base. Since June 1st, he's the strong side of the platoon. He plays pretty much every game versus right-handed pitching. Benson is hitting .333 with 6 doubles, 3 triples, and 6 home runs. That's 15 extra base hits. He has 20 runs scored, 16 RBIs, and 9 stolen bases. Even though he's in a platoon, he's pretty much serviceable every week. He is what people love about Eddie Rosario. Benson's that and possibly more right now. So Will Benson should be getting some love in your fantasy circles. Mike Ford of the Seattle Mariners continues to be impressive of late. 1-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Thursday. Since June 24th, Ford has really hit the gas pedal here, hitting .328 with 6 homers, 11 runs scored, and 14 RBIs. quite serviceable right now in deeper leagues for sure, and even in shallow leagues, a potential corner infield first base spot. Say you're rostering Rowdy Tellez. Say you have Ryan Noda. Say you have a struggling Anthony Rizzo. Say you have Ryan Mountcastle. Ford can be options over all of them right now. And then same Seattle Mariners team, Eugenio Suarez, 2-for-3 with a double, a run, and a walk. Just want to highlight his last four games. Suarez has been a streaky hitter his entire career. In his last four games, Suarez has 3 homers, 4 runs scored, and 6 RBIs. He is pummeling the baseball at this point in time. Make sure y'all check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. Michael Lorenzen, 7 shutout innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks, only 12 whiffs and a 27% CSW. But this is a trend of late for Lorenzen. Over his last 3 starts against Oakland, at Seattle, at Kansas City, Lorenzen has 18 2/3 shutout innings. He has not allowed a run in his last 3 starts. He has 6 walks and 14 strikeouts. He's not like a world beater. He's going to get hit around by good teams. But right now, Lorenzen's very serviceable as a streamer in the right matchup. Steven Matz, another nice outing here from Matz. 5 innings, 1 earned, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts as the Cardinals took down the Chicago Cubs. Matz had 11 whiffs and a 30% CSW. He rejoined the rotation on July 9th. He's made 3 starts now. Matz has thrown 14 2/3 innings pitched, 4 earned, and 19 strikeouts. So the strikeouts have been there. He's been getting stretched out, so he's pretty much stretched out now. He threw 97 pitches on Thursday. Matz could be a guy that could be quite viable the rest of the season. Then Hogan Harris, this is a guy you can stream once in a while, but I would not trust him every time out, because if you look at his game logs prior to tonight, not pretty. But on Thursday, Hogan Harris, Hollywood Hogan Harris, 6 innings pitched, 2 earned, 4 hits, no walks, and 6 Ks for the Oakland Athletics. Big start there against the Houston Astros of all teams. Harris had 16 whiffs and a 39% CSW, so he was looking good. It'd be nice if he could do this consistently. We just haven't seen it yet. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Thursday. Raisel Iglesias, he picked up his 17th save of the season. Jason Foley of the Tigers picked up his 4th save of the season. Alex Lang has gotten saves on back-to-back days. He was not available. And then Ryan Pressly picked up his 22nd save of the season. So not a whole lot of saves on Thursday. But the big man, Felix Bautista, pitched the 10th inning for the Orioles as they picked up the win 4-3 over the Rays. Bautista picked up his 5th win of the season to go with all the saves already. His ERA is below 1, and Bautista has a strikeout rate over 50% on the season. What an amazing season from Felix Bautista. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Friday on the dime, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. We're looking at DFS on Friday. It's an 11-game slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the bats I'm looking at here, you got the Giants versus Jake Irvin is always enticing. Great American Small Park is going to be an electric factory. Cincinnati versus Tommy Henry. Arizona versus Ben Lively. Love them both. Love it all. Really good spot for both sides on that one. And then the one I like a lot outside of Great American is the Texas Rangers. That amazing offense there going up against Tony Gonsolin, who's just not been good. A lot of pitch to contact. Underwhelming. And the Dodgers bullpen is one of the worst in all of baseball. Could be a big day for Texas against Tony Gonsolin. Pitchers, Framber Valdez will be returning to the mound on Friday after kind of wavering to see if he'd start this week. Framber takes on the Oakland Athletics in Oakland. That'll be a great spot for him to get back on track. Lance Lynn versus the Twins. Lynn has had the strikeout stuff all season, so I'm very much in on this because the Twins are striking out a ton right now. So that's a fun spot to target. And then Alex Marsh against the Yankees. Marsh, 11 Ks in his last outing, looked great. Yankees are striking out against everybody. Marsh is the like $5,000 price tag, so if you just want to punt, zero problems with Alex Marsh. Some things I'm looking forward to on Friday: Orioles, Rays, game two, fight. I was just being sarcastic, like a Street Fighter fight. But they had a great game one. Like I said, went to extras. Orioles 4-3 win, big four game series. Orioles took over first place in the East with that W. Awesome stuff going on in the Trop this weekend. Gavin Williams hits back to the mound, take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Love seeing the developments Williams continues to make from start to start. Shohei Ohtani's back on the mound. He's been battling that blister/cracked nail issue. Has not been the same since then. Even his last start was a little wonky. We'll see how he does on Friday night. Framber Valdez mentioned he's coming back against Oakland. Excited about that. And then you got Bryce Miller taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. Bryce has been outstanding this year. Really looking forward to seeing how he does with a pretty good but underwhelming Blue Jays lineup. All right, that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Hope you all have a great weekend. Before I head out, though, make sure you go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out all the free content, the written content, the podcast, and much, much more. And then join PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not forget it. It helps grow the site to bigger and better things if you thought that's even possible. It is, because there's a lot in the works, what you find out about in the Discord when you're a PL Plus or PL Pro member. So you should check it out. It is a great thing. Great upgrade for you. Great upgrade for the site. Helps everybody out. So go check out PL Plus, PL Pro at pitcherlist.com. That'll do it, folks. I will be back with you guys Monday to get you through another week of action. Jake Crumpler will have you covered this weekend, as always. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I'm a golf fan, so I'm enjoying what's going on in the Open Championship. Tons and tons of baseball to go. Enjoy yourselves. I'll be back with you guys later. This was the First Pitch Podcast, Friday, July 21st edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.